Hello, and this is Filter Optional, and I am Chico West.
Yes, and I'm Shannon West.
I am the no filter.
And I'm the filter.
You like that? If you're listening to us, you didn't see me throw down kind of my gang signs or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the deal. If you're just listening to us on podcast, iTunes, or whatever, you're not going to see that we have a new media production, and the new production of this show that's now been around a little over 2 years, and we're like in episode 90 or 100,
yes,
is West Media Productions.
That is correct. We have switched over to West Media Productions, and we will get this rolling on 2021.
Yes, but remember I've talked about it on episodes in the past. I'm excited. Yes. You know, I am excited, Shannon. We're going to be doing more episodes. We're going to have more time for episodes. We're going to really dig deep in talking about topics, you know, that really apply to everybody.
I might kind of out us a little bit.
Okay, out us.
So I would say, I mean, I'm a preparer, so I'm all into preparation and taking notes and having notebooks and stuff. So, but I would go out on a limb to say 95% of our episodes I think we're up to over 90, but I would say 95% of our episodes are done literally like on the fly. And we'll have a topic, you know, we'll have a topic and we'll both kind of, you know, think about it, but we don't sit in a room together and plan episodes. We kind of come up with a topic, kind of go off with our different, your no filter, my filter, trying to, you know, figure it out. And then we come together and we record. It's been a super organic experience, which I have to say, I'm going to pat ourselves on the back here a little bit by saying that I think we kind of nail it in a lot of ways. Like, I think this comes naturally to us in a lot of ways, and I think we're kind of naturals. And so I am looking forward to even polishing that very natural banter that we have and that natural, you know, just vulnerability that we have and things like that. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah, and in all the episodes, we've only restarted one time.
That is correct.
And Kevin, you know, our producer here is, man, he says that usually doesn't happen. But
well, you've had to restart more than once, but only once where it was because of you guys. I've made you restart a couple of times, so just want to be clear on that.
We're teaching Kevin vulnerability, too.
Yeah, that's true.
He's owning his own, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, the cool part, Kevin has this great you know, podcast, and man, our friendship has, you know, really grown in the last 2 years. Now he offices, you know, in my office, which I love, and I get to see come in and do that. And so it's a cool little friendship.
And I get to hear about Kevin on his other podcast because I listen to his other podcast because he produces many podcasts, and I'll listen to the other ones, and they're all like, "Oh, we love Kevin." I'm like, "I know Kevin personally. I feel like I know a
definitely
famous
do.
Person. You know what? When you know a famous person, you're like, "Yeah, I know him."
You probably knew me first.
That's right. I know Kevin.
But let's go. So this is a West Media production. Wow, a lot's happened.
Yes, sure has.
Man, we're gonna talk about next chapters. We're gonna talk about vulnerability today. We're gonna talk about it, you know, some big stuff.
If you need somebody to come in and start and build a business, we might be your people. But
yes,
but not for a while.
Not for a while. But we have next chapters. You know, you're gonna be hearing this episode. It's airing February 8th. Today is February 5th, and wow, I got big news. And some people have seen it because we put it out on Facebook, and we've sent out a MailChimp, and you and I both have gotten a lot of emails and phone calls just in a few short hours.
Yes.
You know, we posted this 3 hours ago, and I've gotten several.
So what would you like to share with everybody?
I sold Casa Colina.
Yes.
Damn, I need a sound effect in there of some sort.
I know.
I sold Casa Kalina, and it's wow, man. I kind of rest, kind of just to give a little background story, is, you know, next chapters and stuff like that. You know, I rest on this. God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and sound mind. And I want to think about that because, man, you and I are stepping out. We're not, you know, stepping into fear. There's been some text messages that you've sent me. We've talked about it. It's wild. It's like, it's been a big process.
Well, here's the thing. It actually hasn't been a big process. It's been a big process, but it hasn't been a long process.
No, it's been a 2-week process.
Yes, because we are surprised by this move, to say the least. But here's the thing. So we both are hyper aware that God carried us down this path the past 2 weeks. It sounds like a long journey. It was a long building of a business and a family, because we considered Casa our family, things like that. And that still remains true. There is so much truth in all of that. We still love Casa. We still love the staff. We still love the vision. We love the business. And we aren't leaving that behind. But God carried us along this path of the painful decision to sell, because we would have never chosen it. It had to have been, it was only God.
It was truly only God.
Because we would have never chosen right at this time, within the past 2 weeks, to sell Casa. We just, that wouldn't have been our choice right now. But we are here to be a testament to trusting God and His
provision, you
know, provision his for us. If we really, because we still wrestled, like every morning at like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, we would both probably be woken up with different thoughts or different fears or different, you know, idea of what we should be doing. And then by the next morning, it was something else. And so we had to wrestle. God didn't just carry us through and we're like on the other end and we're like, oh, hey, this is all awesome. But there was a lot of regulation that had to happen between us.
Not just God, regulation. I think also listening. You know, yes. I think a lot of listening. You know, we're not going to get away.
Instead of reacting.
Yeah, we're not going to get away from, you know, we both believe in recovery big time. Yours, codependency. Mine, you know, yes, addiction. I love the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, there's a sentence, you know, when they're talking about the 9-step promises. It says, we will suddenly realize that God is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. You know, and I think that plays a big deal. It's like I do believe, and I can say with certainty today that, okay, I don't own Casa Kalina anymore. I'm not the CEO, and God has a plan for you and I. And I am stepping back in faith and going, I don't know what that plan is. I still have my little private practice. I'll do some interventions, but I'm gonna take some time. I've been grinding it, you know, our whole marriage.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to take some time to reflect and go, okay, God, where are you leading?
And I have too. Just as a family, we have done this together. Since we got married, we have, you know, I've always worked, you know, for you or for the businesses. And
yeah, you're my bitch.
And I, wow. Not anymore. That ends today. So sorry. But I mean, we have done that together for so long that I still want these relationships. I know that we will still have a piece of the recovery community in whatever we're doing, because I built all these relationships and I genuinely like them, and you have these relationships too. So
And we're gonna take a pause. You know, I'm still seeing my private clients. I saw three today. You know, I'm gonna do some of that.
Well, Chico acts like if he takes a vacation, it's a pause because he's constantly working and constantly moving. And our entire marriage, like you said, it's been a grind because you're. Industry is 24/7 and you've kind of always been a one-man show in a lot of ways and taking that on yourself. You're like, okay, well, we need somebody Thanksgiving, we need somebody Christmas, we need somebody New Year's Eve. Okay, I'm gonna be that guy. Okay, I'll stick around. We'll do turkeys in the backyard, we'll do Thanksgiving. And I
here's the deal, I like that you're saying that, Shannon, because yes, it's a business. Yes, I sold it. Yes, I sold my interest to John. Yes, he's gonna, you know, take the lead and stuff like that. But I, as you're just talking about that, it's like this Christmas, this Thanksgiving, man, we're not dealing with Gaston or Casa. I mean, it's been 20 years.
Right. Right.
It's like,
you're just acting like, oh, I'm going to take a breather. 'Cause you're going to take a vacation. Like it's more of a, I mean, I don't know what word to use, but it is a breather. It's a pause, but it's not. You aren't going to stop moving.
I'm not going to stop moving, and I'm not. But I am going, man. Let's get into that in a little bit. But let's talk about this week. It was a powerful week.
Yeah.
And maybe you're
saying, just to top it off, maybe you're saying you don't want people in the industry to contact you about a job because you're not going to take one right now. Because if I had a treatment center, I'd want you to come run it or run it. And so you might get some offers because but let's just say he's going to not take any jobs right now. So don't have him on your list of calls. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to.
That's the kind of break you're going to take.
I'm going to take a break yes.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have a plan or anything about, you know, doing something, you know, again.
Right.
You know,
right.
We don't want to shut the door on God or anything like that. But right now, it's like,
when you exited Gaston, Casa had already, it was in the works.
On construction.
And so I'm sure that a lot of people can think, oh, well, I bet he has something else in the works and whatever. And so we're just here to announce that's not the case. There's just not anything in the works right now.
There isn't. But yeah. It's like wild what's happened the last couple of weeks. And so I was thinking that next chapter, we're going to talk a little bit more about the next chapter. But man, how do you say goodbye, not forever, you know, because the Casa staff and the guys that have come through Casa, man, they're always going to be, you know, a part of my heart. But how do you say it well? How do you leave well?
How do you leave without worrying about your personal efforts? When you have personally put so much into a company, let's call it what it is, although we've always steered away from words like company, clients, patients,
yes,
you know, things like that, hospitals, you know, whatever, those kind of words, because those aren't really personal. But how do you not worry about all the efforts that you poured into the business, the company, and the staff, and how do you not worry about that? How do you let that go?
I love that question, Shannon, because, you know, even with you doing your work on codependency, you know, I can see myself as well as I'm sitting there as like that isn't my responsibility, you know, to take on their stuff. I can step back today with honesty and with, you know, sitting up high, not with, you know, a high in the sense of I'm superior. But
superior.
But really, I can sit tall and know that, man, I did a good job. I poured into these people, not with an ego, but truly that I can go, man,
vision. It has been realized. The vision
and of the, Casa Kalena.
Of Casa Kalena, the program that you wanted to run, the trauma therapy that you wanted to see happen, the equine, you know, you've seen it. And you've seen it.
But if we step back, not yes, to the end, all those all those things are good. Equine, you know, brain spotting.
Well, I'm just
spotting,
saying we don't all, need to talk all about
that. All that stuff is
the
good.
Staff, the,
but what you... I did is I created a program where it was where people love to come to work, where people, yes. you know, that their well-being and their health and their organizational health was first and foremost and primary. And you got to see that when we told the staff on Wednesday and how they truly, you know, poured
yes.
into me.
Yes.
You know, when I got up there and shared and then they...
And when you say organizational health, I think majority of people don't understand that because I don't really understand it. So I just, can I break it down just real
yes.
quick? Because organizational health doesn't mean that you're organized because you're the least organized person on the planet. Probably that I've come across.
I'm pretty close.
Uh-huh. And so you could look at my organizational health and be like, I am the most fit person ever. But what it really means is your organization. Okay. Any organization or company or business or group, any organization is you base how healthy is the organization. That is organizational health. How healthy is the actual organization? Not, does that make sense? I think people confuse that. And so,
well let me read you
really
part
hard.
Of this email.
I will. And say, but you worked really hard on having your organization be healthy. And that included pouring into the staff. If the staff needed to go to on-site, you sent the company, the organization paid for them to go to on-site. Like I went, but you didn't pay the organization, you paid for that. But, you worked hard on having your organization be healthy. And that meant having all the individuals and the clients and everybody involved in the organization be healthy. So that's what's meant by organizational health.
Yeah. And Sheena, I'm glad you said, hey, I might be the least organized person, you know, in a way that is 100% true. You know, the thing is, though, I think I'm really organized when it comes to connecting with the heart.
Yes.
You know, is that I can sense that and God has...
Systems that you can't see.
Yes.
Like, I'm into systems that you can see. Like, I got my label maker out yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, a label maker is a good thing. If you watch The Home Edit on Netflix, like, that's... organization you can see. You are good at organization that you can't see.
Well, let me read you a little okay. of one of the staff members wrote me this late last night. I felt so isolated, felt alone, never had anyone help me, never felt part of a team and never felt appreciated, but God had a better plan for me. Casa gave me more than I could ever imagine. God knew exactly what he was doing.
Here it comes.
When he made your visions come true. Chico, you made me a better person and changed my life in so many ways. 4 years ago, I never knew the meaning to these words or even spoke these words. Vulnerability, accountability, boundaries, gratitude, etc. These words are a huge part of my life now. I've grown and learned so much over the years from just observing everyday life at Casa. There are no words to express to you how much you mean to me. You have a special place in my heart and will continue.
Well, okay, so you help people to organize their brains.
Yes, you made me feel welcome right away. I never felt part of a team till I became a part of Casa. You made me feel valuable and you always listened. You always made time for me when asked. You have a heart like no other. Chico, seeing you pray for others and for their families has been some of the most beautiful moments I will never forget. I remember being upset one day after receiving news about my sister being in the hospital. You told me to go be with her, and before you left, you asked if you could pray for her.
Yeah.
There hasn't been a boss out there that has done that, what you've done. You care deeply about each of us and clearly have shown that. And I get afraid to read those words, but the other cool thing that's happened these last 2 weeks, Shannon, is I'm all right with receiving these gifts because God has given me gifts. Organization, I'm not a gift.
Right.
You know, I'm all over the fucking map.
Right.
You know,
that particular person had to get your email from me because
yes.
You don't have it. You don't have it anywhere.
Yeah. You know,
she's like, I don't know his email.
You know, and she's really organized.
Yes.
You know, and the great thing is I had a lot of people, you know, I talked about like Kay is like you, Shannon. She is very organized. And it's like, you know, that is the cool thing is that God's given you and I both a gift because we are a pretty opposite.
Yes.
You know, but I think about the things that I believe in, and that's where, you know, you and I are going to wrestle with these things and go, okay, hey, what is the next plan for us? Because you've always been a part of that plan.
Right.
You know, I've been the front person.
Well, you're right. But I did tell my friends over the past 2 weeks, a couple of close friends that I am, you know, talk to about, you know, things, life and things and whatever. And I told them, I go, you know, it must be nice to not know what your husband does at work. Like, to yeah. not have any clue as to what he's doing. He just leaves for the day and he goes to his little business or big business, you know, both of them. And, you know, does their work and comes home. And you just have no idea. Like, if I ask you, what were they doing today? You would have no idea. And that can be a nice place. And they were like, I've never thought about it that way, but I always knew what you were doing.
Well, cause you've always been a part of it.
Right. I was doing it.
I mean, it's like, we've had these businesses. Now we've sold our second business in a 4 year time period.
Yes.
You know, but really we didn't see it as a business. We saw it as a ministry. Yeah, it was technically was
which
a business.
Which is why I would get frustrated because I felt like I worked 24 hours, you know, 7 days a week. Because I did. I worked 7 days a week because it was just a part of the fabric. It's always been a part of a fabric of our life. It's just yes. been this woven into our entire life and our house. And so now we have to unweave that. And then I know that you can tend to get anxious about, what are you going to do? And then I get anxious about what are you going to do because you're going to be up in my kitchen all the time. Not literally because you don't get up in my kitchen literally, but you don't cook.
I might start cooking.
Yeah, wow, that's going to be crazy. But, you know, I know that you get anxious about like, because it's unweaving this, like anytime anybody has change in their life like that, like, and it's kind of, it can be sudden. And we've had, you know, people in our lives that have lost loved ones during this time. And that's an unweaving of the fabric of your life
time.
In so many ways. And so it's just, it's really a lean in and get vulnerable with that and admit that it's a loss and admit that it's unwinding some things, but try to be vulnerable enough to ask for help or process it or, you know, move forward. Just keep putting one step in front of the other, you know.
And that's what I love is like, I don't know how to package. I mean, Brene Brown has in a way packaged vulnerability.
Right.
But that's what we're going to be wrestling with. That's what we're going to be doing is this unbridled vulnerability. I mean, when I talk about things that I believe in vulnerability. You know.
Well, yeah.
And with that, man, that it freaks people out. I've thought about that more and more, especially these last 2 weeks. Is like, I, you know, my mentor, my hero, she sent me an email today is, you know, Chico, what a gift to you. And I praise God. You've been God with skin to her in her life. I sent her that email. Chico, you've left your footprints on so many hearts. And that is the reason for our race that the Lord has assigned us. I too will miss you and our special time together. You wear vulnerability like no other human I've ever met. Love you dearly. You feel like a son I've never had. And I mean, I mean, I couldn't think of a bigger honor because I believe in vulnerability so much. I believe in just creating that space where people can feel safe to share.
Yeah.
I believe in community.
And also feel safe to say, I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Feel safe to feel heard.
Because when you unwind that fabric, like I'm talking about, you know, you unwind that fabric and you hadn't put it back together and people are saying, but what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? It's okay to say, I don't know. No.
And that's the cool thing is like, I don't have an answer. I do know a few things. I'm taking a road trip. You know, by myself.
I'm so excited. By himself. Did you all hear that? Let me repeat that. He's going to take a road trip by himself. Yeah. And I was sharing this a little aside. I was sharing this with a friend of mine because, you know, we are taking a little vacation next week to just us. And then
I'm excited.
And then you're
that.
Going on this road trip. And the friend was like, by himself. And I go, yeah. And I go, wait, I realize that kind of sounds a little sketchy. Like he's like just sold his business and he doesn't know what he's going to do. And he's like, I'm going on a road trip, but I'm going by myself. It's like, but I couldn't be happy. Like he can't sit still.
God, this is weird. I did the exact same thing.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. When I walked away from my job and decided I wanted to open up my own business, I took a road trip by myself for a week. Nobody understood that, especially like my in-laws thought that was so weird. And I'm like, it's not.
Like,
is he going to
jump off a bridge or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, he's like, what is he doing? Yeah.
He's driving to a special spot that we don't know.
Do you know where you're going?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I'm renting a caddy, too.
Nice.
Yes. I'm going to got me a gold chain. I'm going to take some pictures.
Along the way.
Some big rims on there.
Yeah. I know he can't sit still, and I know it clears his head to drive. And then we're going to drive spring break. We just decided last night we're going to...
Let's get back to that.
Sorry. You believe in
Yeah, sorry to interrupt. I just want to say.
I believe in
not the only one.
No, I
also and that's some things that, God, just, I love it.
Okay
I get excited.
Yeah.
I truly get excited. I get, I love being a part of someone when they're being vulnerable. I truly like to be vulnerable in front of people, you know. I believe in community, Shannon. You've seen that. You know, I am blessed that I have some really powerful communities in my life. I have these men, you know, we're called the Notorious Sinners. I named it. You know, I'm the youngest guy because Miles never gets on, but Miles is in the community.
Yeah.
And man, we do the work. We're all in recovery and we're all over the country. And it is wild. These men call and reach out, and we joke, and we are vulnerable.
It should be an encouragement for anyone listening to try to build a community, whatever that looks for you, because I do think in your first business, you maybe were a little, and I'm just thinking this now, maybe a little too enmeshed with your business and your community.
Yes.
I mean, your business was your community.
Yeah.
And it was solely your community. So when you just had to say that. But when the business unwinds, so did your community in so many ways. And you found your own community. Support community since then, and then really with this COVID, you all intentionally like every morning, and that's
and
a great thing. And then
on Zoom, but then I have some
we
buddies.
We have to be a little intentional though about our community, and if we are resting our community just in one space, that can be
if your community doesn't embrace vulnerability, it's hard to have a true community.
Well, I don't think that is true community. I think a lot of people think they have true community, but...
You know, I believe in honest reflections. You know, honest reflection about who you are. you know.
Well, but it also has to do with safety, too. You have to have safe people. And sometimes it's really hard to identify a safe person for you. And so.
But sometimes you're going to have to take a risk.
We can do episodes on all of this. Like the whole.
We will do safe episodes. People,
and I want to do the inadequacy and the.
The core wounds.
Core wounds, yes.
Abandonment.
And I think those.
But here's something that I. You know, I don't have a lot of, I guess, original thoughts. I've taken other people's thoughts and run with them. You know, like I shared with the staff on Wednesday. You were there, and I shared the same thing. Today, I told the clients at CASA that I'm no longer a part of CASA, and it was cool. But I shared the same thing that I shared on Wednesday, is like, to change is hard, to not change is hard.
Right.
You know, and that's my buddy, you know, Jerry Brown, that, you know, said that. I've stolen it. I use it often.
You do the same with jokes.
Yeah, I do the same with jokes. Gordo's jokes I tell all the time.
Yes.
You know, but I this might be an original thought of mine, because I don't know where I heard it, but I love it. It's like, I value friends that pour into me, and I value friends that allow me to pour into them. And I want people that can pour into me. And in that same email, it said, CASA will not be the same without you. You poured so much heart into this place, into each and every one of us. You know, I can step back now. You know, going back to your original question, is, man, I did pour a lot. And they got a lot. They don't need me. And I'm all right with that. You know, and so it's like, I modeled how to pour.
Because that's codependence.
Oh, big time.
If you felt like they needed you.
Yeah. You know, but here's the things that I love. You know, I don't want to be ashamed. I love Jesus, and I'm not ashamed of that.
Agreed.
You know, I want to be that. I love you, Shannon, and I love how you love me. I love how you make me laugh. It's truly a gift. I love my boys. I love the men they're growing into. And I love how they love others.
Why are you doing this?
Because I'm excited about this next chapter, Shannon.
I am too.
You know, I'm excited about the, you know, it's like our story isn't done.
Yes, agreed. That's like Wednesday when you were sharing with the staff and everything, and I was on the Zoom call on my way there, so I'm just listening to it on the way there, and I said, I'm pulling up, and I go, I'm going to come inside, but I'm just grateful Chico's still alive, because you all are talking about him like he's dead, you know, like, oh, well, I remember when Chico did this, and Chico did that, and oh, it was so fun when Chico would dance, and the, you know, I'm like, y'all.
Practically eulogizing him.
Yes.
He's still around.
Yes.
But at the same time,
that is a gift. It's a gift because a lot of people don't get to hear that. And 2 weeks ago, you could be gone. There are people that are gone too soon and gone immediately. And you don't.
Yeah, our buddy in our neighborhood, Big. Yes. You know, I mean, it's just like that.
Yeah, gone too soon. So it was a huge gift, but I was like, oh gosh, and here you are now. I'm sorry. I have inappropriate laughter and like makes me uncomfortable a little bit.
Yes, but you know what is cool, Shannon? Okay. I see you growing, that you can recognize that and own it, you know, and I truly love you and love how you love me, and I love how you make me laugh. I mean, that is the good thing. I love how we're different.
You know,
I love how we compliment each other in weird little ways.
I think if we were the same,
it'd be a shit show.
Too much for the world.
Yes, it would be.
I mean, if we were both the same as you. By that, I mean.
You're like, two Shannons would be great.
No, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Two
Shannons would just fall away into the background, and that would all be fine. But two Chicos, that would be a lot. Yeah. In a great way.
Yes.
But there's only room enough for one.
So, I shared that, and, you know, how to step away and say goodbye well. I don't think that's talked about enough, but I feel that we stepped away and said goodbye well.
Yes.
I feel that I stepped away and said, man, you know, Casa's in good hands. I feel that, man, God has a plan for us. You and I don't know what that plan is. I'm excited today not knowing. I'm excited today not realizing where it is.
I agree. I am too. It's an adventure. Yeah.
And so this next chapter is wild to imagine.
And so if you're listening to us on iTunes, you need to maybe go over to Facebook to the filter optional.
Oh, you're wanting to wrap up the show
Facebook
now.
Page. I mean, are we not done?
I was going to talk more about the next chapter, but that's all right.
Oh, you were?
No. We'll do that. On. No, we'll do that in the next episode.
I mean, it's been 35 minutes. We start to lose people like you.
Yes. No, we will. We'll do another episode. So
Page. We're on the filter optional Facebook page now, where we don't have quite a bit of as a following as Casa Kalina, and that's neither here nor there. But
you'll see us on Facebook. Yeah,
that is the place to find us now.
Yes.
You'll see us. Shannon will post. I don't get on Facebook, but you know. Definitely share our link. If you like this episode, please share it. We want a bigger following than ever.
Yeah, let's go.
So thank you, and God is great.
Yes.